Welcome to Strange Familiars Presents. If you don't already listen to our main podcast, Strange Familiars, check it out for longer stories, witness interviews, on-site recordings, legend tripping, and more. All things paranormal. We cover cryptids, ghosts, weird history, and more. Find us at strangefamiliars.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you like what we do, please consider becoming a patron. Go to patreon.com/strangefamiliars. This episode, we present two tales of gypsy queens from the turn of the last century. The first is of note because it takes place on Chickie's Rock along the Susquehanna River in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Chickie's Rock is known as one of the most haunted places in the state, with tales of ghosts, giant mummies, UFOs, and more all associated with the area. Chickie's Rock is also known as the home of those diminutive ape men, Pennsylvania's little Bigfoot, the Albatwitch. Lancaster, September 1st. On Chickie's Rock, a beautiful spot overlooking the Susquehanna River near Marietta, a band of 400 gypsies has been encamped for the past 6 weeks, and yesterday a crowd of 1,000 spectators saw them crown a queen of the tribe. For the past 25 years, Queen Mary Buckland has ruled the gypsies to their entire satisfaction. It is the tribe's prerogative to dethrone a queen who may have incurred their displeasure, but Queen Mary today resigned voluntarily, and her beautiful daughter, Devorah, assumed the crown. The day marked a double celebration, it being the latter's 25th birthday anniversary, and in honor of the event, the gypsies were attired in their most gaudy costumes. In a grove, a rustic throne was erected. It was covered with dazzling bunting and decorated with wild flowers and flags, in the center of which was a similarly adorned chair with a rug and footstool. Devorah was led from her tent to the throne on the arm of William Brown, a young member of the tribe who was attired in a bright red suit. The queen-to-be was tastefully dressed in black silk. The other members of the tribe grouped themselves about the throne, and Brown addressed the audience, announcing that the new queen had been duly elected by a majority vote of the tribe. Then Mrs. Anna Smith, upon whom the honor had previously been conferred, placed the crown of black jetting and silk, and containing an inscription in the gypsy language, upon Devorah's head. Each member of the tribe stepped forward and pledged the queen their devotion and support. This was followed by a gypsy musical. Devorah, like her mother, was born in Belmont Castle in northern Egypt. At an early age, she moved to England, where she was reared. Edward Smith, her grandfather, who was 87 years old, prides himself that his family has not slept one night sheltered by a house for 7 generations. Our next article comes from California and tells of a gypsy queen's ferocious and protective pet. A marshal wounded by a gypsy's fierce pet at Covello. Attempt to arrest a Romany wanderer causes trouble. Covello, June 16th. The police and town marshal and their deputies in this community are proverbially brave, but the mettle of the three of them was sorely tried today by a struggle with a ferocious baboon. It was while attempting to arrest an itinerant gypsy queen at the parade grounds that Marshal Keating was attacked by a muscular simian belonging to the Romany potentate. The animal loyally came to the aid of his mistress and gave valiant battle to the officers in the presence of a large crowd of cowboys, who loosened its hold on Keating only when the tightening grasp of 4 lassos shut off its wind. The creature was, however, subdued but momentarily, and after being thrust into a wagon, he renewed hostilities and proceeded to clean out the whole squad of officers that followed him during the melee. The huge gorilla was laid low with a club and bound with straps. The queen and her daughter were then taken aboard, and the journey to the calaboose began. On the way, the gorilla freed his arms and made a vicious lunge at the driver, Walter Osborne. The gypsy woman, with her little daughter and her gorilla, has for several days been traveling through this section, and many complaints had reached the officers concerning them. The woman rattled a tambourine while the gorilla danced. The child begged, and the trio found it very profitable. Keating asked the woman to show her county license. She was unable to comply, and the officer attempted to arrest her. Her resistance caused the gorilla to show fight. Keating was badly bitten, and blood poisoning is feared. Thanks for listening. Strange Familiars is a production of Dark Holler Arts. Music, books, art, podcasts, and more. DarkHollerArts.com.